The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome again to Happy Hour, everyone. It's lovely to be with you on this moment in time, wherever you are, wherever you're showing up from, however you're showing up. So for today's practice, for guided meditation, I want to say guided meditation, and I'm used to saying practice for guided meditation, but I want to be more conscientious about not limiting practice or referring to guided meditation as practice, because again, our life becomes our practice. The way we say hello, the way we show up for ourselves, for one another, the way we open a door, the way we pour a cup of tea with presence, all of that is practice. And this is the guided meditation, the meditation sitting silently is just one aspect of it. So, transitioning to our meditation, I would like to just jump in or slide in or mosey into our sitting posture, and I will guide us with today's topic as we get into it. So pause that. I'll do a little dharmet at the end instead of beforehand. Thanks for humoring me. So with that, let's get into our meditation posture, arriving, settling even more in this moment in time. Landing in this body alive and breathing, this miracle of aliveness. Feeling the sense of touch, the sensations. Of our sit bones contacting the chair, the cushion, our feet on the floor perhaps, our hands on our lap, our breath entering the belly, taking a moment to just settle ourselves, letting all of this be felt, sensed, known, so simply. Helping bring us to the here and now. And can we let go of whatever is extra and not needed? The thoughts that aren't needed, the stories. Simply arriving here. Now I would like to invite you in a very, very gentle practice of metta. So lightweight, so lightweight. And not practicing kindness, gentleness, or loving kindness to get rid of anything, not at all. Not that intention. But with the intention to just soothe, to just bring a little bit of care, letting everything be exactly as it is, but to let things know that they are cared for, they are held in kindness, in goodwill. So we can start this practice of metta. Let's start it with the body. If there's any area of the body that's a little tight or achy or anything that feels a bit stressed or stretched, maybe your neck and shoulders if you've been working all day in front of a computer. Sprinkling, ever so lightly sprinkling a little gold dust of metta, little gold dust of care. Can imagine gently sprinkling gold dust, or maybe you have a cotton ball baton, like a cotton ball, that dabbing a little bit more love. Again, not to get rid of it. It's not a mallet. You're not trying to get rid of the pain. You're just caring. Maybe you imagine a salve, a healing salve. You just rub a little bit anywhere in the body that's a little ouchy or stretched or tight. Again, not to get rid of. It's not a resistant, building resistance practice. It's just an act of care. I care. I love you. Wishing you well, dear body part. And maybe it's not even so active in your mind. Maybe you just turn the gaze of affection or warmth, like the rays of sun, towards an area that's having challenge. So lightweight, so effortless. And if no area is challenged, just sitting with care, with the rays of care for the body, for the first part of this practice. So little doing, non-doing, doing. Feeling the body, feeling the breath. With a very light touch of care, metta, goodwill. Now I'd like to invite us to turn our light sun, lightweight touch, warmth of metta from the body, turning it from the body to the mind and the heart. Whatever arises in the sphere of awareness, thoughts, emotions, difficult feelings, doubts, disappointments, or just a simple thought of what am I going to have for breakfast tomorrow? Can we have some friendliness towards everything that arises? Maybe a bit of a smile, which doesn't mean we give in to them, we act out of them, but the idea is to meet everything that's arising in our mind, everything that arises with friendliness. Can we meet everything with friendliness instead of a groan or, ah, I'm not supposed to think? Just friendliness, okay. Doesn't mean that we followed a thought. It's different. See if you can figure the nuance here. We're meeting everything, which could be also nothing arising in this moment, peacefully sitting and breathing. Meeting it with friendliness, with an open heart. Okay, you too have arisen because of causes and conditions. As if you're smiling at a neighbor or a friend from afar. Non-reactive, open. Feeling the body. Feeling the breath. Not losing embodiment in the meanwhile. May I meet this moment with kindness. May I meet whatever arises in my heart, body, and mind in this moment with peace. May all experiences be held with ease. It's like this right now. It's like this right now. May not be like this in the future or wasn't in the past. Can I meet this moment, whatever is arising, with peace and friendliness and ease? May I meet this moment with kindness, with friendliness, whatever is arising. May all experiences be met, be held with peace. What does that feel like? What is the experience that's arising right now? Impatience, fatigue, sleepiness, anxiety, whatever it is, can it be met? Can it be met with a spacious heart, with friendliness? Maybe your leg has fallen asleep or something like that. Can that be? Can this be met with friendliness? Try it. What does it mean to meet an experience with friendliness? Make space for it to be exactly as it is, to meet it with peace. Experiment. See for yourself. And as we bring this meditation session to a close together, can we meet whatever arises now? Maybe relief, maybe judgments that, oh, I was distracted, sleepy, whatever. Can we meet this experience with friendliness, with an open heart? Ah, with an exhale, make space for it. To be as it is, because it's here already. Not to resist, not to fight, but to recognize. See it with kind eyes, observe it, know it, know it with kindness. Not just knowing with a blank stare, but know it with kindness. Awareness, intermingling, imbued with kindness. And may our practice be a cause and condition, support, awakening, liberation, freedom of ourselves and all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere meet experiences with friendliness. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Ding. 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 Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So, saying a few words about the arc of our practice together. Settling with the body, with the breath, and by feeling embodied. And then I invited you to turn friendliness, this gaze, this very light, lightweight friendliness, non-resistance, acceptance to sensations in the body, perhaps challenging sensations in the body. We spend some time with that. Then turning the same friendliness, very, very lightweight, to the experience in the mind and heart. And to experiment with that. What is it like to meet experience with friendliness and ease. And the world feels like a more friendly place. Our minds feel safer. Our hearts feel like safer places for us to hang out. So your mileage could vary. And after, so in a moment, I will organize the small groups, and then I'll give my practice report from my meditation to inspire your sharing in small groups. So in small groups, the invitation is to practice metta, M-E-T-T-A, listening mindfully, is experiencing, holding experiences with compassion, embracing compassion internally, externally. T for staying on topic, talk on topic. The second T is for taking turns briefly, letting everyone speak, letting your turn be brief. You offer one nugget and let others share. And A, the last A, avoiding crosstalk, not interrupting, commenting, or offering advice. And the invitation, the question, the prompt for today's practice is, what does it feel like? What is it like for you to meet experience with friendliness? What happens when you meet experience with friendliness, with spaciousness? And which nuance works for you? Friendliness, is it friendliness that works for you? Spaciousness, kindness, and just exploring these nuances. And what happened if you had a moment where, say, experience came up that you were resisting, and then you opened up and met it with kindness. What happened? Can you name that shift? Or anything that you want to share. I fell asleep, I was distracted, but please stay with the practice. What happened here with the practice? So, and be kind to one another, be kind, be generous. Let there be a sense of spaciousness in the way that you hold yourself, the way that you hold one another, not offering advice, crosstalk, etc. So I'm going to open all rooms. Oh, yes, and let's go reverse alphabetical order today. Reverse alphabetical order. Okay, I'm going to open the rooms. We'll be in the rooms for about 7 minutes or so. All right, be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Good to see you. Good to be with you. And now we have a few minutes for some reflections. And what was the breakout room like? What did you learn? What happened? And please raise your Zoom hand. What's up? What did you discover? What was this practice like to meet the moment with friendliness? Mima, please. Thank you.
Oh, there we go. What I noticed, there was a certain part in the meditation, you made when we went to the heart, I didn't know that there was something hurting in my heart. And it just like poofed up. So I was able to see it. It was a memory and a recent experience. And in that moment, I was able to hold it with compassion. And what I saw was that also in that instant, there was like a surrender because there was no story. It was almost like awareness showed up and just kind of, I don't know, it just fizzled it out. And it was so amazing because I think if it would have happened or come up at another time, there would have been all these stories, but there wasn't. And it was just so amazing to have that experience tonight. I didn't know my heart was hurting for that reason. So it felt like a relief and release at the same time. Thank you, Nikki.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Mima. What a beautiful practice report. So many things you said. When the aspect that this was there, but it wasn't seen. And when it was seen, And no story, no, you know, long story, you know, as usually you would, there wasn't story, but just seeing and meeting it with friendliness. And I forget the word you used,
dissipate it. Yeah,
dissipate
like
it.
Dissipate. It was like watching it just dissipate. And there was the surrender in that moment that was so beautiful.
Beautiful. Wow. This is lovely. Remember this experience, because this, when we see this once, when we experience this once, then wow, we can experience it again. We can repeat it again and touch into it again. This is so
Thank
beautiful.
You, thank you.
Thank you so much. This is so great. Yeah, thank you. Christine, please.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
So this was the first experience that when I'm in my breakout room, I was by myself. So I sat there for a minute and I thought, oh, I've got left out. Oh, poor me. But in about a minute or so, I spoke with a wonderful gal that came through and we had this lovely exchange. She's new to me, you know, and we'd never spoke before. And it was just a lovely exchange. And it's, so, you know, you think, oh, I was left out. But truly, it was a gift. And I just wanted to say that she was just delightful.
Oh, that is
That's
so.
All I wanted to share.
Oh, thanks for sharing this, Christine. This is so lovely. And also, I so appreciate the, you know, taking a moment to just be like, okay, it's like this. I was left out and feeling the sadness, like whatever happened. And you were not left out. I think groups last minute, people join or don't join and move around and all that. And then, wow, see, you never know what life brings or takes away, right? It's just
Indeed, it was
everyone.
beautiful. So, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Christine. So lovely. Breakout group. Breakout report. Dan, hello, Dan. Good to see you.
Hello. Hi, Nikki.
Hey.
I had an interesting, I just had a fun kind of classic experience where I was trying to be with the body and I was trying to, I enjoyed this idea of, felt like a combo of open awareness and a metta meeting, which was really nice. And I was trying to be present with the body and I was, you know, being aversive against my thoughts that were all coming up. And it was nice to realize that, oh, like I'm just having a lot of thoughts. And it was nice to be like, oh, there's some things that happened today that definitely generated a bunch of thoughts. And this makes a lot of sense. And so then I got to be like, well, let me now try to just be with those with some kindness. And I like visualizations a lot. So sort of the space, maybe like touching a little with a feather, just like some kindness to that space for like some sadness that I was having. And it was really nice. And then that kind of went away and I was immediately distracted by other thoughts. but that's just, it was a nice little, you know, I was like, okay, right now I'm trying to ride these waves of some thoughts and touch it with my little kindness feather when I can.
Nice. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Dan. This is so great. So well demonstrated because we so well spoken about because often we have these, you know, these whirlwind of thoughts and then we're upset because we're supposed to be meditating and, you know, it's like, oh yeah, touching it ever so lightly with the wand of kindness and, oh yeah, of course it makes sense. So much happened today. And so that it's a non-reactive, non-aversive, it's sometimes I call this state like when I have a lot of thoughts and I call it, oh, this is the thinking Buddha. That like the Buddha that's sitting down and instead of meditating, she's thinking a lot. Okay, so this is the thinking Buddha right now. Just to bring that lightness and friendliness. And thanks so much. That was lovely to hear that, especially with thoughts, with a lot of thoughts. That's sometimes we get lost in the whirlwind. So lovely to hear your practice report. Thanks, Dan. Fred.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you.
Hey.
You were reminding us that the practice isn't just confined to sitting. And I, before we came here, I was speaking with a friend about something quite serious in his life. And I was reminded, a number of times in our conversation that I just needed to be here with him at that moment, and that there was no knowing where it was going to proceed from this moment, but the moment was the only place to be. And I could see myself at different times wanting to anticipate it in some way, wanting to try to think ahead of where we might be, and able to resist that temptation. And I know that the sitting practice prepares me to do that. And where I think in the past, the idea that the practice would be at moments throughout life, not just in the formal sitting, well, I could accept that conceptually. Experientially, it wasn't something that I knew a lot of. And I can feel more of it now. And I'm really pleased with that, that there's a relationship between sitting and everything else. And of course, mostly there's everything else. So thanks.
Thank you, Fred. So eloquently said. Exactly. And it's mostly everything else. It's sitting and everything else, and it's mostly everything else. So well said. And I'm so delighting in your practice that has grown and expanded. Oh, I see the hearts going for you on the screen. It's so lovely. That is now, I'm getting chills actually. That is holding the conversations and the rest of it. The rest of it. This is such a beautiful transition, a beautiful, as our path unfolds, as we keep walking and walking and walking, this metaphor, this Zen metaphor of walking in the fog, in when there's a lot of moisture in the air, we keep walking and walking and walking, and at some point we get soaked. We don't quite realize when we get soaked, but we're soaked. It's the practice has permeated our clothing, all of it. It's we've become it. We've become it. So it gives me so much joy to hear this from you, Fred. Thank you. So inspiring for the Sangha too. So dear ones, we have come to the end of this happy hour. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you so much for cultivating your heart and mind for the benefit of yourself and others. May you be well, may you be happy, and may our practice be a cause and condition for goodness in the whole world. Ding, ding, ding. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to pause the recording and